Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Columbia University canceled commencement after weeks of anti-war demonstrations. The school says it'll hold smaller ceremonies this week and next. More on that decision for Glenn Chuck on campus.
So this decision to move most of the events off of the main campus here at Morningside Heights means many seniors who didn't have a high school graduation because of COVID will not have another mass gathering. But Columbia is insisting in this written statement that they'll have a series of events. Most of them will be at the Baker Athletic Complex on West 218th Street. Now this student tells me, proud to wear the Columbia jersey that I saw him in, but...
You know, being able to wear Columbia... The school that represents like a trailblazing school when it comes to, you know, sharing opinions regarding world issues. I think that that's pretty cool that I could be associated with, you know, intelligent people. However, it's also associated with, this stuff now.
Glenn Chuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM here at Columbia.
I find you in criminal contempt for the 10th time. That's what we heard today from Judge Juan Merchan. Said that this morning to former President Donald Trump. The judge says Trump violated his gag order in remarks during an interview on April 22nd. Merchant says the $1,000 fines for each violation are not serving as a deterrent, so he has threatened to put Trump in jail. Meanwhile, the trial enters its third week of testimony. On the stand this morning, former Trump Organization comptroller Jeffrey McConney. McConney had been granted immunity to testify at the previous criminal tax fraud trial where he admitted to breaking the law to help fellow executives avoid taxes on company-paid perks. This morning, McConney described the former president paying close attention to his supply of cash and his hardball approach to paying bills. The Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of Truth Social, says it's fired B.F. Borgers after the SEC charged the accounting firm with widespread fraud, accusing it of operating a sham audit mill. Trump Media says it hired Semple, Marshall, and Cooper as a replacement. The change wasn't optional. The SEC alerted public companies on Friday that they would have to find new accounting firms. The SEC has not accused Trump Media of any wrongdoing and didn't mention the company in its charges. The Pulitzer Prizes will be awarded this afternoon, administered by Columbia University. The Pulitzers often go to coverage of the year's biggest stories, and the war in Gaza is certainly one of them. There are 15 journalism categories. The board also recognizes work in areas that include books, music, theater. The winners and finalists will be announced at 3 o'clock this afternoon. At 6 o'clock tonight, the Met Gala. Among the stars expected to walk the carpet, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, actors including Chris Hemsworth and Zendaya.
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing. You don't know what tennis is.
She's in a new film called Challengers, one of the biggest nights in fashion, will be live streamed on social. The gala, a huge fundraiser for the Met's Costume Institute, the only department at the museum required to pay for itself. An alleged international jewel thief has been caught in the city. Yao Rong Wan has been wanted by Interpol for heists all over the world. The Manhattan DA's office says he was arrested by the NYPD on Friday. Prosecutors say he stole a diamond ring from a Tiffany store in Rockefeller Center worth more than $250,000, then robbed a Cartier store in Hudson Yards a week later. The 49-year-old is the prime suspect in thefts at other jewelry stores on Long Island, in Jersey, down in Miami, out west in California, and in South Korea. He's being held at the moment on a $1 million bond. A cyclist was hit by a car in Bushwick late last night, suffered severe head trauma. He's fighting for his life at the hospital. Cops say the 42-year-old was riding along Flushing Avenue when he was hit by a Nissan Rogue. The driver, 38-year-old Stephanie Dennis, was making a turn on Beaver Street. She stayed at the scene. The moment is charged with failing to yield to a pedestrian. This morning, the city council will start holding hearings on the mayor's budget proposal. That spending plan is set for the upcoming fiscal year, which starts July 1st. The $112 billion budget would partially reverse some very unpopular cuts to things like policing, early childhood education programs, but other cuts remain on things like libraries, parks, sanitation, and other valuable city services. The budget talks, the negotiations between the council and the mayor's office, are expected to last several months, and we expect there to be changes to the plan. Last week, Paul McCartney reached out to a fan caught on film 60 years ago to invite her to his new photography exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum.
Paul McCartney, if you are listening, Adrian from Brooklyn loves you with all her heart.
Unfortunately, Adrian from Brooklyn passed away many years ago, but her family says they're happy to hear from Paul.
Nicole Panapinto is Adrian from Brooklyn's youngest daughter. She says she first saw the now viral video of her mom 2 years ago.
And I was like, oh my God, that's mommy.
And in that moment, she and her siblings knew it was their mom.
We started like pull up photos of her from when she was a child. She told my brother that she would play hooky. She told him that she was at this event.
Nicole thinks this is a sign her Beatles loving mom is still listening all the way from heaven. And Paul, if you're tuning in, this one's for you.
She would want him to know that Adrian from Brooklyn loves him and keep playing music and keep living life.
Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Eltingville section of Staten Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.